Trevor Schweike was introduced to baseball as a kid growing up in Marshfield and absolutely fell under the spell of the game. The infielder went on to star in high school for the Tigers, and then at UW-Milwaukee was all-conference. Major League scouts took notice, and the 6'1", 185-pounder was picked by the Toronto Blue Jays in the 13th round of last year's Major League draft. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the web at wwib.com for all the info you need. And you can give there quickly, safely, and remotely to help keep the show on the air. Trevor Schweike played his first year pro ball last summer with the Blue Jays short season A club out in Vancouver. And this year, of course, minor league ballparks across North America are quiet because of COVID. The season was canceled. So right now, Trevor is in Milwaukee where he played college ball, and he joins me once again on S&C. So like I said, born and raised right here in Wibland at Marshfield, Wisconsin. Played high school ball for the Tigers. Trevor, what's your baseball story?
Yeah, so growing up in Marshfield, I played in a little league actually founded by Gary Varshow, if you know that name. His son Dalton plays in the Diamondbacks organization. He's actually on the taxi squad right now for their MLB team. So I played little league growing up, kind of stereotypical Central Wisconsin kid, playing little league, playing a couple other sports and whatnot. And then in high school, played high school ball and then played Legion ball in the summer. You know, there weren't really any close academies for me to play summer ball with, so I played Legion ball. A couple other guys in the area that grew up to be pretty successful baseball players. Was originally committed out of high school to St. Norbert's College, which is in De Pere, Wisconsin. I was deciding between there and UW La Crosse to continue my baseball career. And then Dalton Varshow had been playing at UW Milwaukee at the time. His dad, obviously, played in the big leagues, Gary. And so he had talked to the head coach and kind of told him, hey, you should come check out this shortstop from Central Wisconsin. You know, he's got a good feel for the game. And so Coach Duffick had came out and watched me in the summer, pretty much said, you know, I didn't see a lot, but I trust Gary's opinion. I'll give you a chance to walk on at UWM. So I'd taken that chance and kind of ran with it from there and then progressed throughout my 3 years there and then ended up being drafted for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, so you got a year under your belt of pro ball here playing out in Vancouver last year, hit .231 with a couple of homers and 23 RBIs. How did you adjust to the, you know, the daily grind, day in and day out grind of baseball last year?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that people talk about with minor league ball is just being able to grind it out and still enjoy the experience too. You know, baseball is a beautiful game and you're surrounded by guys that, you know, are going to be with you for the rest of your lives. And so I think it's just kind of gaining that perspective, taking it a day at a time, and just overall, like I said, enjoying the experience because it's going to be gone in a flash.
Yeah, and you had kind of a feel of that playing in the Northwoods League, first at Eau Claire and then at Madison. And you played college ball at UW-Milwaukee, but said even though that you had trusted Jesus Christ earlier in your life, that freshman year at UWM, you kind of got caught up in the college scene, lost contact with your faith. Trevor, how did you reconnect with the Lord?
Yeah, so I was grateful. After my freshman year, going into my sophomore, we had a couple members on the team that had started. There's actually a bigger group, actually, with all the athletic programs called Athletes in Action. And so I'd never really heard about that. Didn't really want to get involved in it my freshman year. And then sophomore year, you know, I've been kind of taken under the wing, per se, by a couple guys on the team that have been going to it. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to give this a shot. And you know, you kind of develop and progress in your faith a lot easier when there are more guys around you that are willing to put in the time and effort to help you out, too. And so I think that was a big contributor.
Good. So you had enough eventually of running from God and running your own life, and you got serious about your faith. What was the main reason that you grew in your relationship with the Lord so quickly?
So I'd always had a pretty good background of faith. I grew up in Marshall going to a Lutheran church. I've been baptized and obviously went to communion. And so I had a good background, like I said, but I never really divulged or kind of went into that as much as I needed to. And so when you have guys around you that are very, very devout in their faith and you kind of look up to them thinking like, you know, this is what I want to be, it's just I've never really put in the time and effort. And so, like I said, when you have those guys around you and they help you out, it's just a a lot easier to progress and take it more seriously.
Yeah, that's right. So how did baseball change after you got your life back on track with God?
I think one of the biggest things is just kind of like the temper in the game of baseball. You know, obviously baseball is a sport where you're going to fail 70% of the time and you'll still be successful. And so I think it's just gaining that perspective that at the end of the day, baseball isn't going to define your identity or your life. And so knowing that you have an identity in Christ as your background is what truly matters.
All right, Trevor Schweike of the Toronto Blue Jays organization from Marshfield, Wisconsin. And, of course, Trevor and the rest of his colleagues not playing this summer because of COVID shutting down the minor league 2020 season. But we hope, Trevor, that you're playing again in 2021. We'll look forward to watching your career. Thanks for taking all this time. Appreciate you coming back on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on.